Welcome to MGP 478. I'm Kevin, with me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
You know, try and do that again with a bit more enthusiasm, Kevin. Hello.
I've got hello. COVID. Leave me alone. I am clammy. I'm very, very clammy.
You sound clammy.
I like it.
You sound like you're under a duvet or something. I don't know.
I wish I was under a duvet. Two, three years this nonsense has been going on. This is the first time I've ever actually tested positive for it. And I'll tell you what, it's not very pleasant.
Do you reckon?
I don't know. It's not had enough media coverage, really. This COVID thing, unpleasant.
Do you reckon the other times you thought you might have had it were fake cases now that you've...
No, I think that time back in, what was it, May 2020, before testing existed, I was much sicker then than I am now. I don't know. I'm touching wood because I am only a couple of days in right now. I started feeling rough on Wednesday evening and tested positive for the first time today, Friday, as we're recording this. But back in May 2020, I couldn't get out of bed.
No, we both couldn't. It was
horrible.
Awful.
So yeah, this is not close to that level yet. Although I'm feeling pretty rough, I'm still working as normal. I'm still going to be in the Streamer Showdown this weekend. I am still a hero, but it does, I just feel, it's unpleasant. It's very unpleasant.
You just sound like you've had enough. You just sound like you're just defeated. That's it.
Yeah, it's a very unpleasant feeling. The worst thing is my knee's been bad for months. And earlier this week, my knee started to feel better. And there was a moment on like Monday or Tuesday this week where I got out of a chair without yelling any curse words, which is the first time I've done that for months. And you know how when you're fluey, your joints start to ache a little bit? Well, it's all hit my knees again. And because I've got stupid COVID, it's now made all my joints ache, which has made my knee bad again. So now I'm back to swearing when I get out of a chair. It's rubbish.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've been feeling great this week. I'm sure you'll be pleased to know.
Well... We spent the weekend hanging out together on Sunday, so fingers crossed I gave it to you as well.
I know, I was
the only bright spot if I've managed to infect you as well. That'd be perfect.
Gloating is probably tempting fate, but no, I was streaming on Wednesday, then I had a really late night just chatting to folks and hanging out, and then it was like 2 a.m. and I suddenly thought, I got work in the morning, whoops. I woke up and was just like, I feel absolutely incredible. It just felt like a million pounds, and yeah, I'm riding that wave. I feel like I've been moaning everywhere that I've been having a stressful time and everything kind of cleared up. It's just like, oh, okay. It's like unexpectedly things just got better. And I'm like, cool. So I feel pretty good at the moment. So COVID would probably seem quite about right now. I'd probably wake up on Monday. I mean, to be fair, I wouldn't mind a week off. I'd just say, right, yeah, sorry, can't come in, I got COVID. That'd probably elevate things a little bit. But I've had a good week. So... I feel like maybe I need to keep you where you are. Maybe the universe is balancing us out, and then things start getting better for you, and get worse for me again.
Fingers crossed. That'll make me feel a bit better.
Wow, Kevin!
I feel like I have goaded the universe to just assassinate me now.
That would be nice. That would make me feel better.
It has been throwing pigeons at me. I don't know if you saw my tweeting earlier. I was driving my daughter to work, and a bird just smacked into the side of my car. The people outside...
I mean, I've seen pigeons chase you several times over the years, usually when you're holding a bag of chips at the seaside.
Yeah, no, it does happen. They obviously out to get me, but I was driving my daughter to school and there was two kids walking to school and they jumped a mile. They were still freaking out as I was driving off into the distance, but there wasn't a pigeon there when I got back, so I don't know whether one of them stuck it in their bag or what, but yeah. And then I got home, told my wife that, and then she texted me from her car going, "One's just hit me." And I was just like, what's going on? They're after us. But no other attacks yet. I've not had any attacks on the house. My kids haven't mentioned any attacks. I'm just keeping my eyes peeled. I'm going into town tomorrow, dropping my daughter off to buy some comics and stuff. And I'm thinking the birds might be out to get me. There's going to be a lot of pigeons in Peterborough Town Centre, aren't there? Could be trouble ahead. I might have to bring a bat, just start wildly swinging it around. But how far do you reckon I could kick a pigeon?
I think that's something you should die without ever finding the answer to.
I'm just thinking if they attack me first. I'm not just in case the police are listening. I only plan
but you
to...
have just said you're gonna go into town with a bat because you want to hit some pigeons. I think you're probably You're going to prison at this rate if you have any kind of altercation with a pigeon, because it's definitely premedicated.
Premedicated.
I'm ill, leave me alone.
Just dosed up on pigeon whacking.
I wish I was premedicated. This is ridiculous.
There's banks and all sorts there. I reckon the CCTV coverage of that city centre will be pretty good, that they'll see me just casually walking down the street with my bat in my hand, really, really calm, and then all these birds coming out of nowhere to attack me. It'll be pretty clear that I didn't instigate it. Unless the...
You shouldn't be carrying a bat.
I was going to say, I don't want like some bird lawyer to be saying, well, they were intimidated by the man holding the bat, so they struck first. I mean, I see how this could go against me. But
perhaps you need to wear full baseball uniform so you could make out that you were heading to a baseball match and you just had your equipment with you.
I thought you were saying to defend me, and I was like, that's the umpire. A baseball cap and a T-shirt ain't going to do much. But no, you're right. I could just whistle, take me off to the ball game, whatever the song's called, as I'm walking along with my bat. And I mean, they might see that as a threat as well. We just don't know at this point. I mean, I tell you what, I'll just rely on my kung fu skills. I'll be all right. I'll punch the living daylights out of them if they come near me.
Or just run away screaming like a little girl, like you did the last time I saw you be chased by a pigeon.
But they can fly and they can work in all directions, so it's not really an option to fly to run away from them, because there's more of them than coming from every direction. If anything, I need to curl up into a ball and cry.
Just defend your chips at all costs.
I'll do my best.
Right, I've done my 6 minutes of contribution to this podcast. I'm too poorly to talk. I'm going to mute my microphone in a minute so you don't have to hear me coughing. And I'll weigh in occasionally with some kind of witty / sarcastic comment if I feel the need. Bottom line, I've played some Football Manager this week. Pokemon Go, Pokemon card game expansion is out today, and that's excellent. Although I don't have a Ditto yet, so I've not been able to peel my cards. And now I'm going to mute my microphone
what
and go
do you
to
mean
sleep.
Peel your cards? Why don't? Why? Do
because
you...
there's a Ditto card in the Pokemon Go set that it's underneath certain other cards. You have to peel the top layer of the card off, and it has a Ditto underneath.
Oh, that's cool. Can I?
It is cool, but
it?
I haven't had one. Well, I haven't got one yet.
No, why?
I feel like it's very cool, but it also seems weird that you would deface the card. Like it's unrenewable at that point. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame they couldn't have done a little like window that you slid left and right. But then I suppose that would.
Well, I'm going to have to get multiple of each one so that I can have a peel and unpeel and one. And obviously, I have to keep the peelings as well. They're wearing the binder. They'll just be next to each other in the binder. The little sticker will be in the next slot to where the exposed Ditto is.
The fact that it's like got a sticker means you know either way, right? So why not just not put a sticker on it and have a little Ditto in the corner? I don't understand.
Gimmicky, isn't it?
But how does it work
as well? I also got a load of Pokemon Go codes with my sets as well. That have got me loads of Pokemon Go freebies.
Oh, you swine. I could have given him a home.
No, I've put them all in there.
If anyone listening gets them and they want to help their old pal Sheepdog out, I mean, I am still in rehabilitation for it.
Yeah, you don't play it anymore, so you're not allowed them.
Well, I play it. I'm not living in it.
No, you're forbidden.
You played it the weekend,
I'm just checking my stats.
I didn't see him look at his phone at all on Sunday.
It was on Saturday
he was out of it.
The point was, previously, whenever he's been anywhere near a video of mine, he's always been on his phone. And this time, the key was putting a camera in his hand. He couldn't hold his phone
as well.
That's
it. If you want me to film in future, I'm still keeping to my roughly half an hour a day. I've just looked. I've averaged half an hour on it all week, which I think is pretty good. I'm happy with that. That's a healthy amount of Pokemon to and fro in. I forgot its name, so I just threw out words that were vaguely right. There is a collector's event on, and I'm trying to like turn it on, have a quick look what's around, and then turn it off again and just not let it dictate anything. And it's going all right. I just feel like being healthier with it makes sense. But yeah, these cards, I feel like I've still not got any inkling of wanting to play the card game. And
I've got a Team Instinct pin now as well that came with my set.
People were coming into my
chat with my pin.
They were saying like, oh, you're going to start playing it now the Go ones are out. And I was like, genuinely, no urge whatsoever. I feel like if it was ever going to happen, it would have happened by now. I also
have several boxes of the Japanese Pokemon Go set as well that came out a few days earlier. So I'm going to get myself a full set of English and Japanese Pokemon Go cards.
Why?
Very exciting.
If I ever got to go to Japan, that is somewhere I would probably play Pokemon Go a lot, just because it seems like all their Pokemon stuff seems a different world over there. I'd want to go visit the Pokemon
Center. Oh, yeah, the cards are much better over there, because even the energy cards are shiny. But they've got, in the Go set, it's shiny energy cards with the Pokemon Go logo on. So, Anna, our shiny energy that lives on our fridge is going to be replaced by a Pokemon Go one soon. Once I've opened these Japanese cards, I bet you're excited about that.
Oh, whoopee do.
See, she's excited.
Lost for words. I've lost my track. Oh, yeah, no, I was wondering why they haven't put the card game in the app. I feel like adding in a Pokemon Go card battle option in the app would have been a genius way to get everybody to play it. Do you know what I mean?
Well, they're supposed to be bringing out the new Pokemon TCG Live app. Which will actually be a mobile app where you can play the TCG, but they had it out on beta in Canada earlier in the year, and it was a buggy mess, apparently, so they've had to delay the launch of it.
Seems
so
mad,
it might well be that the original plan was to launch it at the same time as this and have some kind of synergy, but then they remembered they were the Pokemon company and it was better just to do it really erratically and nonsensically.
It is weird. I wonder whether they are just such next level marketing geniuses that they go, we're going to do this and it's going to be amazing, and then they do it and it is. Or whether they just roll a dice and they're just like, yep, six, that means we're going to just do it there. And the other thing, oh, we rolled a two, so we're going to do that over here. And yeah, whatever, it'll be fine. It's Pokemon, it always sells. Like, they're either geniuses or they're fluking it. And you can't fluke it for this long, surely. It's been, what, 25 years? 30 years? I don't know. I've lost track. It's ludicrous, but good on them. And I assumed you, because you said you were, what were you doing? You're not doing the videos about cards anymore, are you? So I thought that meant the cards were fading off, but you're still...
Oh, no, I'm still buying the cards, just not making the videos because no one's interested in them. Nobody cares about my Pokemon cards.
Ah, well, at least you're still doing it. That's cool to hear. Will you still be buying £100 boxes at events and stuff like that then?
Definitely. So many boxes that have arrived today. And there's so many more on the way.
This is why we can't buy a house. You were like, a few months ago. A few months ago, you were like, yeah, we can get a house. We've got this much to put towards it. Oh, no, I don't want to move for a couple of years. This is why. I'm gonna have to put my foot down. You're going to have to stop, Kevin. It's becoming a bit of an issue. Again, you've made a mess in the hallway again.
This isn't the time, really. That house across the road keeps going sold and unsold.
We're not moving
at some
back
point.
To your turdy old
neck of the
woods.
Some point you need to jump in. Move to the area down the road where your family, your kids are moving to.
Not a chance.
No. Spalding? No, thank you.
I just assumed you didn't want to know where. Yeah. No, just move in driving distance. It's too far. I don't even know where you are, but just move near enough that I can visit you sometimes and stuff.
There's a very good reason why we won't do that, and you've basically said it as part of the question.
Rude. But no, so is that all you've played? The cards and the Football Manager?
Yes, it is. Oh, and I got my new Arsenal shirt today. You'll be like delighted to know.
Why? Ooh. Why did you do that?
I'm going to have to get an away one now so I can have Jesus on the back, because I ordered pre-Jesus. But, yeah, got my lovely new Arsenal shirt with a collar. Lovely.
But like wear a priest's collar.
I'll wear it when you come round and visit.
Is it a priest collar?
No, it's a football shirt collar. What with it being a football shirt? Yeah,
but it's also going to have Jesus on the back, so I just thought, you know.
It doesn't have Jesus on the back at the moment, though, does it, you silly goose?
I've ruined myself there. So I have only this week, I planned to play Monster Hunter. That was my big, I'm going to stream Monster Hunter with my friend, and it's going to be the birth of me doing collab streams with other people that aren't just you three over and over again. Not that I don't want to do them with you three, but I mean, you're the only people I've ever streamed with, and we've not done that many, have we? And I was like, oh, I'm going to stream with new people, and then... I went on about 3 hours before the stream and was like, oh, there's an update. I'll update. So I pressed the button and I thought it instantly did it because the game loaded. And I was like, okay. So I said, everybody, there is an update to do, but it's not very big. Just make sure you do it before you get on. So we're ready to start at 8 because there's going to be 3 of us streaming. And then about half an hour before, one of them went, you know, it's a 10 gig update, right? And I was like, mine did it pretty quick. And they were like, yeah, but you have got fast internet. And I was like, not fast internet that I click a button and 10 gigs just goes boop, 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 you know. So I had a look and mine was like 15 minutes away from finishing the download. It'd been doing it for 3 hours and everybody else's wasn't going to do it for ages. And I was literally 5 minutes away from streaming. So I was like, what do I do? So I just put a little of that out saying, I'm going to play Hollow Knight again. I was going to do... So everyone in the server room has been playing this religiously lately, and there's these five like gauntlets you can do called pantheons, where they have like 10 bosses or well, however many bosses in each pantheon, and the idea is you've got to start at the first one and go all the way through without stopping. You can heal sort of as you're going in the battles, and there is a respite in the middle of one of them, but it's all the hardest bosses all in a row, and you've got to try and do it. So I happened to be at that because that's where I'd left it last time, so I spent Wednesday night trying to do that and just got my backside handed to me massively. I got better at it. I got a lot better at it as the stream went on. And then tonight I tried to do it. I got past where I was stuck, but then the next bit was even harder. It's like, I think I got 8 in and it was a ridiculously hard boss. I killed that one. So now I'm 9 in. And weirdly, every time I now redo it, I'm getting 9 in. It's like the 8th one was killing me constantly, and now I'm killing it constantly, but I'm stuck on the 9th one. So eventually I'll do that, and I'll get onto the next one, and then I'll be stuck on that for a bit. But yeah, it's just been really fun doing it. I love the patterns. I know I've reviewed this game to heck, but the boss battles are always like dances, and it feels really flowy. I really like the feeling of doing them, because once you get in the habit of it, you're like, I'm going to go right, you're going to go left, I'm going to go up, you're going to go down, you're going to disappear, I'm going to jump over here. And you get in this really good flow, and then everything just feels nice and good. And then you do it and you're like, yeah, brilliant, I like doing this. And so it's been really nice, just because I know the flow of the first 8. I just feel like I'm getting into this comfortable rhythm. So I was doing that, but then I kind of got worried for, I think I was doing like an hour and a half of that today again. And I thought, people aren't going to watch me just fail this again for another 3 or 4 attempts. So I went and tried to do another. Because you have to kill the bosses before you can do these pantheons, I've realised there's like a good 30 bosses I've not killed in this game, at least, I reckon. There's a lot of bosses I've missed. And so I thought I'd start hunting a few of them down. The game has layers and layers and layers of stuff. And part of the reason, what intrigued me was somebody recently discovered a whole new area that no one's ever found before. They just, you know, someone put it on YouTube. Oh, I was playing the game, I stumbled across this. It's just a whole area that it doesn't have much in it, but you can wander around in it. There's a challenge in there and that kind of thing. And I'm like 99% sure they haven't released an update or anything like that. It's just this game has got so many secrets in it, so many hidden bits, so many random walls you have to hit the right way or whatever, that unless you go and hit every pixel, you know, you're relying on someone dropping a new thing they've found. There's people out there who are constantly furthering this up. I don't know if it's affected the percentages. I remember it being like 112 or 115, something like that, percent of the game you could complete. I don't know whether this new stuff pushes that number up or anything like that, but yeah, it's just amazing hearing that people are still discovering secrets within it. I would have thought people would have broken the code down and the map and, you know, hacked it and whatever, but evidently that's not how it works. And so anyway, I'm really enjoying it. I realized there's loads of story I didn't see either when I was playing it. There's just tons of stuff to it, so I've had a bit of a revival with that, even though it wasn't that long since I last played it. But I'm enjoying the fact that so many people I know are starting it again. If you're listening and you've never played it, go check it out. But obviously you need to give it a chance for like the first half an hour or so. I know Anna's tried a couple of times and struggled. It just seems, I don't know what it is, I think you have to just get to a point and then suddenly you're hooked. And I think it was, you go to this grass bit and there's this character that's running off and you have to kind of try and chase after him and find them. And I think that just sort of hooked me in and I was like, oh, who are they? What's going on? And, you know, and it just builds up from there really. And again, when you get into these battles and they're rock hard and you think, oh my God, I don't see me completing this ever. And then you spend an hour on it and finally you do it. You just feel like an absolute legend. So yeah, or 3 hours as I've done with this bloody pantheon. But yeah, it is a top tier game. And if you've never played it, it's on Game Pass, so go and play it. And obviously Pab and Anna don't, if you don't want to. You've struggled with it. But no, I'm loving it. I really like it. It's really up my street. And I'm glad I've got back on it because I think I was missing it a little bit. And it's good. But that is mainly, well, that is only what I've been playing. And I've got to try and find other things to play. Someone told me there's a Marvel game coming out next week. An XCOM-style Midnight Sun. Is that right?
Is that out next week?
That's what Melvin said. Let me just double check. I'll Google it
soon.
but it's out soon. And he might have meant it's coming soon. Apparently it's a bloody film about a man hugging a woman in front of a sky background as well. It doesn't say. Is it called Midnight Sun?
Initial release date 2022. There's no date as of yet.
They told me it's coming soon. Maybe they just meant there's been an update about it. It's coming out the 7th of October. Well, that's a shame. It must have been some information that they saw about it. They were excited about it. I was like, oh, well, if that's coming out, I'll get that. But a Marvel XCOM game. Don't start playing the advert, you silly machine. Sorry, my computer was about to start blasting an advert at me. That sounds cool, though. If I can build like a little XCOM-style Wolverine and everybody else team, Iron Man's in the picture. There's lots of people. And, that's well up my street. I feel like XCOM games are a massive thing. I enjoy it. And I've got Mario... Is it X Rabbids or Cross Rabbids versus Mario Rabbids?
Yeah.
I've got that.
I keep meaning to play it. I've not played it in a while. I should probably stream that at some point. But I want more games like that, I think. If people want to recommend me some, that'd be very, very welcome.
Play that one. It's really good.
One moment. I'm going to say, is this game called Phoenix Point?
Phoenix Point.
I think that is a...
Sorry for everyone who can hear my keyboard clacking in the background.
I think that is a sort of kind of. Like
you don't need to make a note of it now, Sheepdog. I'll probably recommend it to you in about 3 years if I'm bringing it up now.
Phoenix Point Behemoth Edition. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Behemoth Edition. There we go.
Behemoth.
All right. I just saw a word I haven't said in a while. I took a pun. I mean, I called it Pokemon there and then or whatever before because my brain's not screwed on. You know how it is.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's funny.
Strategy video game featuring a turn-based tactics system developed by Bulgaria. Oh, it's Bulgaria, full stop. Bulgaria-based independent developer Snapshot Games. 2019 that came out as well, so that's relatively, you know, not that old. No, I'll have a look at that. I've got it on my desktop to like on my browser tabs. But no, part of my plan is to play Monster Hunter. There is going to be Minecraft at some point. And also, that's what I meant to say. Somebody has found a mod for Hollow Knight where you can play it multiplayer. So I'm doing a stream with, I think, 3 other people where we're going to start the game in multiplayer mode with this mod. And we're going to try and tackle it that way because it's going to be a multiplayer randomizer. So the when you leave a room, it'll be a different place. It won't be just going in a linear path or whatever the word is. I do worry a little bit that you don't fight bosses together, and therefore we may get stuck with me being an absolute noob. I don't know whether there's a way around that where I can skip it or one of us has to beat it or what. I need to ask them that. If we all have to be as good as each other, that puts us in a sticky situation because one of my friends plays randomizers where you've only got one hit point and you can't get hit. And they said the other day, oh, yeah, I just did a 2-hour run. And I was like,
God,
what?
That sounds awful.
And they were like, I reckon I could shave 15 minutes off the time. So they just played through the game. They're going to try and do it in an hour and 45 minutes and all of this. And I'm like, what? You're just doing the whole game in 2 hours flat. So they're really good at it. And I'm thinking there's me who keeps just failing these really simple bits. I may get booted out of that if I'm not good enough. I may get asked to leave very quickly and swapped in for someone who's better. But yeah, mods seems like a cool thing to look into as well. So I'm looking forward to that rabbit hole. But yeah, that is my lot. So I don't know if you want to do an ad first and then you two or what. I mean, I don't know if Kev's
I'll
alive.
Be the judge of when we can do an ad. Hap, do an ad. Excellent. Good advert. Do some talking. I'm muting again.
Okay. So what have I played this week? That's a good question you can ask.
What have you played?
Are you interviewing
week?
Yourself? What's going on here?
It's Pab and Bap talking to each other.
I've done a service this week just for people. I've played Popeye on the Nintendo Switch, and I can tell you, don't buy this game. No matter how cheap it is, it's not a good game.
As in Popeye the Sailor Man.
Uh huh.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's It's interesting. It.
I mean, this is a TV show from approximately 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it now a video game?
It's been a video game for about a year.
Cult following, Kevin, that's what.
Yeah. It's the most generic, boring, like, one-note thing of a game that I didn't finish the game, let's be honest with you. I didn't finish the game, so it could change, but I seriously doubt it when the 9 levels that I did play are pretty much identical.
Is it just there's a monster, eat spinach, beat it up?
So, you start off on like a little town. There's like a little like western town, like a little cowboy town, and Olive's in the top of a castle looking thing, and she's throwing hearts down, and you're Popeye, and you've got to run around this town and collect all these hearts. You've got to collect 20 hearts to finish the level. She's throwing them down randomly across the little island that you're on. It's not very big. All the time while... is it Bluto, the baddie? That sounds right.
Possibly.
Yeah. He's chasing after you. And one other random enemy, which tends to be maybe a witch, maybe a vulture. I don't know. Chasing after you. And you just kind of avoid them. They don't move fast. And then occasionally you'll come across a can of spinach. And you eat the spinach and he does the little animation. Mm-hmm. And that makes you move fast. And also allows you to punch the enemies. And it punches them and they just fly off into the distance. And then you've got about 10 to 15 seconds without them chasing after you. And then you collect them. And then the next level is... on a pirate ship, and she's at the top of the pirate ship, and she throws letters down, and you've got to spell the word out. That you basically just collect the letters like you would the hearts, and it eventually just fills in the sentence. And then same again, Brutus and maybe a witch or a vulture, or maybe a skeleton, I think, or something like that.
How much did you pay for this game?
£2, something like that. It wasn't dear. But it... See, I knew it was bad, but I had to know. It is bad. And it's got like a generic kind of like sailorish kind of shanty tune playing in the background the entire time, just on loop. It sounds a bit like a MIDI tune from like an old Nokia phone or something. But yeah, it's not good. You'd really don't, even if you're just intrigued by, oh, what's this about then? Don't worry, it's not. It's nothing that you need to like interest yourself with. It's not good. Unless, like I say, I think I bought it on a sale for like £2, but even then, I think that's a push. So I've played that this week. I continue to play Fortnite, and I'm getting more and more enraged by console players. And I'm thinking, is this game dying where we're just getting merged with console lobbies now? I don't know.
Can't you just turn that off?
No, you can't. I thought you could. You used to be able to, but they've turned it off now. I don't know if it's just because there's not that many lobbies now. I don't know. But we're getting merged with them lobbies, so I'll continue to play Fortnite. I just like doing the Battle Pass. Battle Pass now level 40, I think. Isn't bad. Nice. Moving on up. Games that I've played this evening, I wanted to give a go. The new Humble Monthly came out earlier this week, I think, or whatever it was, late last week, and I've just redeemed the games. First one I played is a game called I Am Fish. Have we heard of I Am Fish?
I have heard of I Am Fish, yes.
Yes. It's from the people who made I Am Bread and Surgeon Simulator. And you're a fish, and you are... in a goldfish bowl, trying to escape rooms.
Your bowl, aren't you? He's trying to get back to the sea.
Yeah, pretty much, from what I could gather.
It's Nemo.
Yes, that's the vibe I was getting. Because you start off in this big fish tank with a load of fish, and then your fish friends get all scooped out with a net, and you're left on your own, and you're like, right, okay, it's go time. And initially, it's the premise is a good one to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking, oh, is this going to be like Monkey Ball esque? You're in the bowl trying to navigate around. But like Monkey Ball, you don't really move the bowl. you move the platforms, don't you? You don't really move the ball itself. So that's opposite to straight away. And then the momentum on it, the controls are so difficult. It's like, it's almost like realistic, as if there is like a huge like goldfish bowl full of water and you're trying to roll it and control it like where it's going and steer it. It's incredibly hard. To the point where it just kind of gets frustrating, and it's kind of painful to just maneuver around, which I want to like this game. I do. And
Infuriating. Did you play it? Oh my god!
I don't think maybe I did when it first came out, but it's old now, that one. Yeah, but I could imagine so. The premise to me is a good one. It just doesn't control great, and there's like levels where it's level based with a story kind of like linking in between each one. And at the end of each level, it's like, how many stars did you get on level out of 5 stars? And then there's like a time on it. I'm like, if this is a speedrun game, it must be the most infuriating. Like, there must be ways to do it. I don't know, because it's like 8 minutes a level. I'm like, I can't do this. Wow. I don't know how people are meant to do it at like at breakneck speeds that they're doing it, and I don't know, but it's fine. It's fine, but it's not. It's not what I thought it'd be. I was thinking, it might be like a nifty kind of like monkey ball kind of like game that's kind of fun and kooky, but it's not really. It's all right, but I don't know how much more time I'll put into it just because it's a bit. I was hoping there'd be like some sort of way to get some sort of like power up or something to be able to make it easier to steer, make the ball faster, because it's like the momentum. I mean, to be fair, I got out of the fishbowl at one point, and then you're swimming around for a bit, and then I spent 15 minutes just wandering around trying to figure out what I was meant to do, and then getting stabbed by syringes in a sewer. And I got caught in a ring pull, you know, and in like the, you know, the plastic rings on cans.
Oh, yeah.
I got caught in one of them and I died.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, it really happens, apparently. It's not... You cut them little ring tags off, but yeah, I just kept getting there's like this flow of like sewer that I was swimming through, and I just kept getting stabbed by syringes. I'm like, oh, is this not killing me? And no, it wasn't. God. But yeah,
it's a bit dark. I thought it was a kid's game.
It is a little bit, but then I think there's some. Yeah, I don't know. You're right. It does seem more like a kid's game. It seems to me more like something like like a goat simulator or something like that to make it felt, but I suppose there's probably a bit of a dark humour to goat simulator where you just
goat simulator is
giving people a good hiding. Yeah. so yeah, that one's it's all right, but it's not amazing, and I wish it was better. The other thing that I did get, the other thing I got from the Humble Monthly this month is a game called Call of the Sea. This one's got me intrigued. So it's like a first-person adventure game where you play a woman named Nora in the... It's like the 1930s-something, or if it's 30s. And you are on a ship going to an island to look for your husband who has gone to this random mysterious island looking for a cure for an illness that you have. And now... He's disappeared and you're going on the ship to go into that island to find him. And then there's a whole like mystery of where is he going? And you're going onto the island and then looking at like statues or symbols. And you're trying to, it then becomes like a puzzle game. It's like puzzle elements to it. So you're trying to figure out like, oh, I need like this totem piece to go in this thing to like lower this bridge down or to raise the gates. Meanwhile, there's all this whole voice story going on, and yeah, it's intriguing, and it's kind of fun. I saw this when it first came out in what was it now? Like, came out in 2020. I saw it and I thought this looks interesting. And I saw someone playing it. I was thinking, oh, is it going to be like one of them like adventure games where it's like you're collecting loads of items, and what you're doing is you know, collecting different things and having to like put them together and to do something like old school adventure games where it's like you're just kind of clicking on everything to figure out what you need to do. But it seems to me it's not The Witness, but I got a little Witness vibes from it, but it's not The Witness, definitely not the same sort of puzzle, but it's, I don't know if it's just the environments and the colours that I was getting from it, but I did get a little bit of Witness vibes from it. But we've also a little bit of not Telltale, but more like a walking simulator, you know. So I know it's a bit derogatory, but like a just where you're just walking around and experiencing the story with like minor puzzles in it. And I've enjoyed it. I've played like the first hour. I think I got through chapter two. I figured out a drawbridge. I figured out like where the initial encampment is, where her husband was staying. And now I've got this massive, it's like this big like a piece of equipment that he was using, and I was like, I don't know what this is. And now I feel like I've got to go through his encampment and trying to like figure it out, because while the game plays and you look at items, you look at pictures, you look at statues, stuff like, she fills it in like a journal. And there's like a log, so it's the logbook area, so it logs down like sketch drawings or something like that, and then there's an actual journal bit which like she writes in it. So she like writes her findings and writes certain things that she sees and what's going on. So you can like keep referring back to like each things, and then it's been fun. I've enjoyed it. I genuinely was happy with it. I think it did get decent reviews when it came out, and I've enjoyed what I've played so far, and it has got me intrigued. It has kind of got me intrigued. So I probably will play a little bit more of this and see where I get. If I get stuck then and I can't figure it out, I might end up stopping playing it. But so far, it's not been too. I mean, I've been overthinking it, I'll be honest with you. I was looking for a combination of symbols there to figure out. There's like a combination of symbols to raise it, to lower this bridge. And I was like, okay, so I went all the way back to the start of the game. I was like, okay, so this symbol means this symbol means this. Okay, so where's this? Then I went up to the thing, didn't work, and I realised on the back of the statue where I was lining up these symbols, it was just it was on the back of the thing. I should have just looked at the back of it, and it was there. The answer was there all along. So maybe I just don't overthink this one and just enjoy it. But other than that, that has been me. Realistically, I did do this. That is me. I'm not going to say that I did buy some more Pokemon cards this week, because I'm not going to say that.
There's a good boy.
I mean, £100 boxes. I can't. It feels wrong not to do it.
Exactly, it is wrong not to do it.
It felt like a price error, so I did it quick, and then I was like, "Wait, I don't know." And then did order the Elite Trainer box for the goal set today.
That's the spirit.
I didn't know it was out today. That's what threw me. Because it said, I looked on one earlier in the week, and it said it's like out on the 20th or something like that, or something.
They're staggering the launch. So the set officially launches today, but not every product that's part of the set.
So I didn't. I'd have had it today if I'd have realised that the actual trainer box was out today. But the thing that I was looking at said the 20th or something. So I was like, all right, okay, so I've got a few weeks then. So I went to pre-order it today, and it was like, oh, it should ship. I went, wait, what? It's coming on Monday. So I was like, oh, okay, super.
Exciting times.
I know, I've run out of room. I've physically run out of room in my tin for other cards now.
You need a big cardboard box. Anna loves the big cardboard box that sits in our living room. That's from Pokemon cards.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like fun. Maybe I
need another one, really. I've got loads in my office as well.
Yeah, multiple boxes.
Exactly. Interesting. And my 6 binders that I've got under my desk.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to buy a binder now for the goal set, Anna.
Of course you are.
How many is in the goal set? Similar
88.
Sort of, 88?
Yeah,
that's not as many. It's not as many. Okay, so maybe it'll fit in the back of the one that the binder I've already got for Astral Radiance. Maybe
it will.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds like a plan. Super, good stuff, Kev.
There you go.
But that is everything from me this week. So I'll throw it over to Anna.
Me.
You.
I have been on a rummage of my games.
A rummage.
I've been on a rummage. So I upgraded my basic PlayStation.
Oh, tell me about this, because I was curious about this, and I was like, do I want to do this? And I haven't done.
You haven't done. Okay, no. So I had basic. Well, it got like upgraded to basic. I now have the top one, whereas everything. Because they said for 280 some days it was £38, and I went, you know what, £38 for over half a year.
Really?
Why not?
That's good.
Yeah, I was like, that's quite an attractive price to go up to the top, have a look around, and see what you can do. So I did that, and the first thing I did was I was streaming PlayStation 3 games because I just wanted to play. I don't know why it was in my head, but what I was playing was not in my head. I wanted to play Infamous, but I started it and it didn't feel like Infamous. And I was like, this feels weird. It didn't start where I thought it would start, so I think I need to play Infamous 2. But I was playing it, and now I don't know if I was looking into the past with rose-tinted glasses, but this didn't look well.
That's PS3, generations at this point.
It's not aged well, that game. It just seems that there's like, you know them weird photos you get that if you move it, the picture moves? It feels like that. Like, I don't know what it is. It just feels like it's, I think the frame rate is very bad.
I bet they were probably targeting 30 of them days, and it just
messes with my brain. So I did bits of it, and I just turned it off. I was like, I can't bother with it. But it did stream. It did it very well. I had no hiccups. But then again, I have good internet, so I don't take that as you will. It was fine here. So I played that, and then I went through like all the games, and I downloaded a few. Because I just want something to play. I'm bored. And I know I have all these AAA games like Horizon and Dying Light. I'm just bored though. I want something. So on Xbox, I installed all of the Elder Scrolls Online again.
Okay.
Played it for 10 minutes. I turned it off. I don't want to play it. And then I went and put in Dead Island, the definitive edition. That looks great. It looks good because obviously they've upgraded it. It looks fine. But again, the fighting in that game infuriates me because it's just basically whack, whack, whack. Oh no, I've got no stamina. They eat you. There's no, like, there is a level up system, but it's very, it takes a while to get leveled up, and it's just very slow in that manner because you're like, just hurry up and upgrade so I can smash these in the head and carry on, because they do come at you with some speed. But it does look good on the definitive edition, so I played that for an afternoon.
Is that on the PS Plus thing?
I'm not sure, because I have it on this. Riptide is, but I don't know if Dead Island 1 2. Hold on, is 2 Riptide? I can't remember.
No, 2 didn't come out. Riptide was like the 1.5, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because 2 was the, yeah. I wish that would come out. It did look very good. Like, there's like whole like videos of like the gameplay, but no, that didn't come out.
That'll be long dead now. It'll all be rebooted and restarted development, I imagine, at this point.
The same people that did Dying Light?
Possibly. Did it move though to someone else? I don't know.
Someone did something, but we got Dying Light, which is fine because that's also fun. And then Kevin was walking around with his he walked in and went, "Oh, Persona, blah 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 blah, are all coming to the whatever he said to the PlayStation and the Xbox." I was like, oh, I was like,
actually, I told you they were coming to the Switch this week. That was this week's news.
Yeah, and then you told me they were coming out 10th of November or October, that they were coming out on the on the consoles. Yes. I was like, oh, I already own one of them, so I've been playing Persona 5. Oh my God, this game infuriates me. So I do love it. Like I love the whole game. Like, I think it's great. But for goodness sake, you know, so they go on holiday, right? So they have, like, you're a student and they have a break, like summer break. Uh-huh. And they go on holiday, right? You are not going to be, because you're like the phantom thief. So you go in and you go into these palaces and you have to nick the treasure and make these people be good or tell people of their crimes, and everyone's like, yay. But when they go on holiday, they don't do that, which is fine, they're allowed a break. But oh my God, 4 hours I sat there and they're going, oh, shall we go to the beach? Oh, shall we go and get some souvenirs?
Yeah, this is the best part of the game.
I was so bored.
It's a visual novel bit, is it?
Yes, yeah. I was so
plus,
bored.
This is the Persona tradition of getting the female characters in their bikinis on the beach at some point during the game so the male characters can drool over them. It's just a Persona thing that has to happen.
I was just so bored. And I was just like, oh, yeah, she's got a bikini on. Whoopie-doo. I couldn't care less.
I'd be happy if they took all of the Persona stuff out of it. It was just hanging around in the school.
So I mean, like, I enjoy being in the classes because I get, like, you get the questions. If you get them right, you upgrade your stats. And I like going and doing all the battling and, like, the going around the city. But the beach, I just wanted to punch my eyes out. I was so bored of these people. And, like, I'm going through the story and it's fine, but they keep saying the same thing all of the time. Like, we've got to go after this person. Yes, I am aware. I have a countdown in the corner. Oh, you can't relax there. Why? I have 2 weeks to do this. I know how to do a palace. You just go for it real quick. But no, they don't shut up. But I do enjoy it. I do enjoy doing the battles and collecting my personas and then killing my personas to make new personas. And now I have, like, personas that I can get from the community. And it's just all things that are coming out. There's new characters, there's new powers, there's... Like, I've got an old laptop that I need to go and get some tools for because I want to fix it in the game. In real life, I wouldn't do that. But in this game, I want to go find some old tools. But, like, Kevin was like, oh, it's all about the relationships and having a girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. I don't have a boyfriend in this game.
You're playing it wrong, then.
You need to put more effort in. Yeah, that sounds like a you problem, not a Persona problem.
But I've no interest in doing all that. It just seems...
You need to have, like, 3 or 4 on the go for Valentine's Day to get the Valentine's Day cutscene when they all come to you one after the other on Valentine's Day and are heartbroken that you've got 4 girlfriends. It's brilliant. Because they don't realise until then, despite the fact you hang around in a very tight-knit friendship group, none of them realise you're dating them all until Valentine's Day. It's superb.
But is it... Can you only, like... Is it only girls you can date because you are a boy? Because you can't be...
Yeah, I think so.
Because you can't be, like, the main protagonist as a girl, which is annoying, because... Yeah. I don't want to be a boy. But it's fine, like... I'm 66 hours in. Oof. Obviously, there's something there. Like, it was just that beach bit. I was just like, I'm so bored. I just wanted to, like, I was just sat there with it, like, the controller never moved because you can have auto, like the words move by themselves, so you don't have to keep pressing the button. I didn't touch the controller for ages. The one, like, the couple of times I did, I was moving from screen to screen, and I was just like, I'm so bored. There was an octopus, and there was some lobsters. It was just weird. And then, I also have been trying to play, but Persona took up my time, the Far Cry 5 New Dawn, because it's the only thing I can think of that's near, like, Fallout. Because, yes, I do love Fallout, but I've played Fallout to the death. Like, there's nothing else I can do in that game that I haven't done. Like, I've finished this game twice already. Like, I go in there and I'm like, yeah, I know what's doing this bit. Yes, I know what's doing this bit. It just, I don't know what's wrong with my brain, but for Fallout, I remember every area because I've done it that many times. I'm just a bit not Fallout burnt out because I want to play it, but I just don't want to play Fallout. So I've been trying New Dawn, which is fine. Far Cry 5, but an apocalypse happened.
Oh yes, that's right, with the twins.
With the twins, with the pink hair.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Like, you can play as a girl or a boy at the start, so you're not playing who you previously played in the first game. Because, like, I don't know, 35 years has passed or something. So you wake up. You've been asked to come to Hope County to help because of the highwaymen and these twins, because they are mean. They are mean twins. And it's just like Far Cry 5, but you've got like your what they're called, like strongholds, and you take them down so you can get your ethanol, and then the ethanol helps you build up like your main settlement. And you've got to go and get new cars, and there's like story missions everywhere. You need to go and get these like old time people, like who were alive before the blast, and you need to go and collect them and bring them to your settlement to make your settlement better. You've got the little I don't know what they're called, treasured quests or something, where you go and find bunkers underneath, your skill points in and stuff. So it's fine. Like, it's I don't think you need Far Cry 5 to play it.
No, I think it's standalone.
So I've just been doing that, running around, just doing my thing, because I just want something that's post-apocalyptic. But it's now, what are we in? July. What have we got in July? We've got Stray. So I believe that is free if you upgrade your PlayStation Plus, I think I heard. So that I think that's either the 14th or the 19th. So that's something to come. But I'm just a bit bored. Like, I've watched all like the PlayStation events and the Xbox events, and I'm like, there's not a lot for me at the moment. Like, I keep seeing like all these games where it's like four player, but you can play on your own. But I don't. Why are they not making single player games anymore? And it's annoying because I don't want to play online. I like to play on my own in my own little world, doing my own thing. And it just doesn't seem to be out there at the moment. And I don't know why. Maybe I'm getting too old for this, but it's like I was playing Outer Worlds, and it gets so boring because it's so repetitive. There's no like progression. It's just all the same. Go over there and shoot something. Go over there and shoot something. I'm just like, I'm bored. I don't know what it is. So hopefully, Stray. It's a cat. I've never been a cat before, so. We'll see what it's like to be a cat. But yeah, so at the moment, Persona and New Dawn is where I'm at the moment. But yeah, PlayStation Plus has a lot on there. It is like, what's it, McCall it? Your Game Pass. It's definitely up there. It's because, like, I thought that like Fallout and Bethesda stuff wouldn't be on there. And there's some Bethesda on there. I was like, oh, there's New Vegas on there. Oh, but I've played that a bajillion times, so I didn't put it on. But yeah, that's me done.
Have you seen this Fallout London mod?
Yeah, but that's not, you can't get mods on console, can you?
Was that a real mod? I saw that. I hate humans, love the wife, whatever. You know, that joke that people, you know, there's always those morons on Twitter, isn't there? Have to hate the wife, kids have left me kind of bios. And I saw a picture where one of the what are they called, the zombie people that are poisoned.
Ghouls.
Green, yeah. That one of them was saying that, and it was a Londoner. I didn't realise it was an actual full-on mod, though. That's interesting.
That is interesting. Out, yeah. What's that for? Fallout 4?
Yeah.
Because you can have mods on Fallout 4.
I don't know if it's out yet, but I just Googled it, and it's I saw it in the week about it.
In a minute, I want an update on that multiplayer for Hollow Knight. I asked a question and I got an answer, so when you're done, I'm going to
go for it.
Cool. No, so apparently it's not just playing the game. You can do a player playing the game jobby with it, but also there's a mod that you can play things like Hunters, where five of you chase one of the other players and they could just run through the whole game and you're chasing them, trying to kill them. They have like an Among Us-style multiplayer where one of you is the imposter and you're all trying to go about your business playing the game, and it's just loads of things like that. You can try and do these gauntlets together, like a bit of a horde mode type jobby. People have just turned it into a kind of multi-faceted multiplayer, which sounds amazing. They do have a play it through option, but yeah, I wasn't expecting that at all. I was expecting it to be just us playing the game, but they're like, no, we'll be actually like playing and competing, and then, you know, someone will win, someone will lose. That sounds even better. So, yeah, I'm pleased with that. It does mean I need to download it on Steam rather than Game Pass, because you can't actually mod Game Pass, well, for this game at least. So I'll be buying it. But to be fair, I don't mind giving them the probably £5-6 that it'll be, because this game is awesome.
It's on sale at the minute, I imagine.
I hope so.
Being a Steam sale, I imagine it's on sale. Let's have a look, shall we?
I'll look
after £5.50. There you go.
Hey, brilliant bargain. I'll treat myself with that.
There you go.
Splendid. Well, on that note, let's wrap things up for the week, because I need to have another coughing fit. So if you want to follow us on the internet, you can do that at MGUK Podcast. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at RB6K.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Thanks for listening, folks.
Toodle pip.
Have a good week.
First, I said what you said. What a moron. How did I do that? Have a good week.
I've got to say, you're welcome to someone. I don't understand what's going on.